Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Really excited to have a fresh voice on the show today. His name is Benjamin Luzak, and he is the CEO of the Westmoreland Cultural Trust. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Jen. I remember watching you on another affiliate, and it's so lovely to finally sit down and talk to you.
Yes, I'm really excited now. You've been here for a few months. Back to town. How are things going at the trust?
Pretty well. You know, I grew up here. I graduated from Pen Trafford High School, and then I moved away for 20 years. Thought I wanted to become a musical theater actor. Went back to school and got my Master's of Arts Management, worked all around the country. But it's going really well. A lot of the names and faces and key players are the same. And I'm just so happy to be serving the venues that I grew up in, the Palace Theater and the Greensburg Garden and Civic Center, as the steward over them. My family is thrilled that I'm back. My parents still live in the same house I grew up in, so I'm over there all the time. And my brother and sister-in-law, they just had a kid about 2 years ago, so we'll be here during his formative years. We're very excited about that.
You know, that's just wonderful. And I feel that they hit the jackpot with you in terms of finding someone local who understands the local market but has all of this depth of experience. So let's start after high school, because your college years were very formative, right? I mean, that you got a ton of experience during your college years. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I grew up as a child actor. I had my Equity Membership Candidate card whenever I was 17 years old. Went to Shenandoah Conservatory in Winchester, Virginia for 4 years and graduated with my BFA in musical theater. Moved to New York shortly thereafter and decided that that is not what I wanted to do for a living, you know, going to those cattle call auditions and working those survival jobs of catering and temp work. So I was fortunate enough to get an assistantship back at my alma mater, Shenandoah Conservatory, for my Master's of Arts Management. And there I really found my niche. I was the graduate assistant to Kendra Whitlock Ingram. Kendra actually is now the president of the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. It's funny how our paths sort of crossed along the way. My first big boy job after that was the Maryland Symphony Orchestra. Then I went on to Omaha Performing Arts, Broadway Dallas and Dallas, Texas, Oslo Repertory Theater in Sarasota, Florida, where we did an extensive capital and endowment campaign where we built a $15 million new rehearsal and education facility. And most recently, I was in Des Moines, Iowa at Des Moines Performing Arts, mostly in fundraising all that time, but I do have a strong marketing, programming, and patron services background as well.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot for such a young man. You've been everywhere. Did you have a favorite spot amongst those other than Greensburg?
You know, I've found joy in every place that I've been. I really, you know, like Omaha, Nebraska a lot. I was there for 4 years. Learned a lot about wealth there. There's a lot of Berkshire Hathaway money there, as well as a couple of Fortune 500 companies. People really, really invest in the community. Love that I met my husband there. And then also, you know, I love Pittsburgh. It's always going to be my hometown. New York City, obviously, I loved. But I think I can find joy in any place that I am. It's all about the community.
Wonderful. So when you look and you came back to Greensburg and you sort of pulled the tent back, talk to me about maybe the three big advantages that the Cultural Trust has here in Greensburg, and then the three opportunities that you may want to work on. So talk about the advantages first. What do you see as really going to be able to continue to build on this culture?
Yeah, so some of the advantages, obviously the Palace Theater, I think, is the crown jewel of Westmoreland County, and it has an established audience. We do have our 110 performances a year there, and we attract people from all over the region. It's not just Westmoreland County. Last year or 2 years ago, 61% of our audiences were from outside of Westmoreland County at the Palace Theater. So we are definitely a regional entity. I think one of the advantages is that we are also the largest arts and cultural nonprofit in Westmoreland County. We have a budget of around 8 million. We're double or triple the size of the museum. And I don't think that we've flaunted that enough. So that's something to capitalize on moving forward. And I think our, I mentioned that we had an established audience that really likes, the comedians and the nostalgic cover bands. But that also leads to opportunities moving forward. So we are right now engaging in strategic planning. And what I'm hoping will come out of strategic planning moving forward is a diversification of programming. I want to take more risk on shows. I would love to see a family series. We had Danny Go this past summer. We had two performances of one at noon and one at 5 on a weekday. Both performances sold out, and we did over almost $50,000 worth of merchandise. And that just tells me there's a need for family programming here in Westmoreland County. I would also like to dabble in some jazz, maybe a dance series, and honestly get more headliners back. I think the pandemic took a hard hit for a lot of the presenting organizations around town. So that's why we do a lot of the nostalgia bands, the tribute bands. But I really want to get back to what the Palace was known for, bringing those headliners here to Westmoreland County, a different option from going down to Pittsburgh. So that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to. I also hope that coming out of the strategic plan, that we partner more with nonprofits. I think being the largest arts and cultural nonprofit in the county, that's for a long time we were just the big gorilla on the hill, and we did not want to participate or partner with other organizations. And that's changing. And I also envision the establishment of an education and engagement department where we can be better partners, where we can take performances out to local parks. And better serve the community. The Palace Theater is so beautiful and it's so big. And like I said, it's the crown jewel. But sometimes people don't feel welcome when they attend. They think it's beyond them, they think it's beyond their means. And we have to do really, really critical work to make them feel like they are, that they're actually welcome and not just invited to the party, that they feel welcome being here.
I love the idea of taking some performances out because it's like giving them a sample, right? A sample of what they can see. And then if they like it and they want more, they can make the trip to the palace. But I know just a few weeks ago, there was, I believe it was an Eagles cover band. I have to think about what it was, but one of our new Ukrainian refugees there, it was Ease the Park in the Bell Garage, quick, lickety split. And a great dinner over at the train station, and then heading over there. And when they walked inside, they were stunned at what they saw. They couldn't believe how big it was and how beautiful it was. But with that comes upkeep too. And so you probably find yourself now delving more into maintenance than ever, I'm sure, keeping it up and keeping it beautiful.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up. One of our board members at DePasquale is really critical in the Ukrainian, a refugee sort of crisis that's going on here, and he's been, contributing his time, talent, and energies towards that community and making them feel welcome here in Western Pennsylvania. And we were so thrilled to have them attend that one performance, and I hope that they return. But you hit the nail on the head. One of the things that we're looking forward to in the next 2 years is the 100th anniversary or the centennial celebration of the Palace Theater. It coincides with the 250th anniversary of the country. And we have a lot to do to get the Palace Theater up to snuff. Before then, there is millions and millions of dollars worth of deferred maintenance that needs on the Palace Theater that needs to be addressed. And we're looking forward to partnering both with local foundations, regional foundations, community members, government entities, individuals to really make that case for it. I envision probably a capital campaign or endowment campaign, just to look forward to the next 100 years of the Palace Theater.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's very exciting. And I think you'll get a ton of support. When you came back to Greensburg, were you surprised that really how built up it's been? I mean, look at the museum. It's probably totally different than you ever remember it. Seton Hill is totally different than you ever remembered it. So you kind of find yourself right in the middle of a cultural hub now.
Yeah, so Sylvia, the CEO of the museum, and I have become fast friends. We both
Yeah,
have
she's great.
experience outside the
She was on
city.
the show last week, so there you go.
Oh, was she? Yeah, we became fast
Great.
friends. And you're right. I remember walking into the museum. The entrance was on the other side, You walked up the stairs, there was a little parquet floor. And now it's all changed in the past 20 years. HDR, I think, is the architects who did the addition and the renovations on it. We partner with them whenever I was out in Omaha. They did a fabulous job, and oh my gosh, it looks like a multi-million dollar organization. And it's really, really strongly supported by the regional foundations. And we hope to build that also here at the Westmoreland Cultural Trust. But yeah, you mentioned Seton Hill. Whenever I moved away, the Performing Arts Center wasn't even here near the train station, and now that's here. The Visual Arts Center's here. WCCC has also expanded. So I was just there for Westmoreland Redevelopment Land Bank conference, and I remember sitting in this auditorium. I was like, I actually performed in this auditorium too, like 20, 30 years ago, but it looks nothing like this whenever I was there. And it's just been lovely to see how much the community has grown. I think one of the things that we'll have to address is the declining population within Westmoreland County, mainly due to age, and how we're going to tackle that moving forward. And I think the way around that is making Westmoreland County a more welcoming, more diverse, more accepting overall place. And I think that's going to be the key moving forward. I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens in the next 5 to 10 years with Westmoreland County.
And the symphony is a big part of a draw to the area. And after the, we're going to talk about some of the performances that are coming up throughout December and January. It's a really exciting time to come to the palace. Before we go to the break, how would you recommend people get a list of your shows? Tell us about your social media channels, your website, phone number, all of those things.
I'm so glad that you asked. One of the first things that I wanted to address is our website. We actually have three different websites right now. We have the Westmoreland Cultural Trust, the Palace Theater, and the Greensburg Garden and Civic Center. On November 20th, we are launching a brand new website. The Westmoreland Cultural Trust will have a brand new website for the Palace Theater, and the Greensburg Garden and Civic Center will be part of that. I cannot wait. I don't know when this is going to air, but if it airs on or before, the 20th, make sure you go on the 20th to the new website. But it has a complete list of our live concerts, our free offerings. I was looking at different performing arts centers websites around the nation, and I was like, oh gosh, we are just as good as some of the top ones in the country. Actually, I think ours is better than Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts and even the Kennedy Center whenever it launches. So I am really, really looking forward to the community looking at that. So yes. Best way is probably on our website, but we do have all the Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn channels as well.
Because that's how people are connected now. They want to go on, they want to look at the schedule, they want to buy their ticket. And then what's always been nice is to be able to search the area for dinner reservations, parking, all of those things. So I think it's wonderful that you're redoing the website because I do think it's the front door. It's the front door
I want
to
to say one more thing. It will be completely mobile ready too. Over about 80% of our patrons access it from their phones. So we will also have the Palace Theater app, but it will be completely mobile ready, the new website, and it will have be accessible with different ADA capabilities. So we're really looking forward to it.
That is wonderful. I'm talking today to Benjamin Luce, and he's the CEO of the Westmoreland Cultural Trust. He's actually a native of Westmoreland County, and after 20 years of being away, he's back here in Greensburg and running the show, so to speak, in multiple ways, right, for the Westmoreland Cultural Trust. When we come back from the break, I asked him to come on the show today because I wanted to talk about a lot of the events that are happening at the Palace and the Garden and Civic Center throughout the holidays, things that you at home may be interested in attending yourself. I'm Jennifer Mealy. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHD. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. My guest today is Benjamin Lusak, and he is the CEO of the Westmoreland Cultural Trust. I'm so thankful that you gave us just a few minutes of your time. I know how busy you are, especially with the holidays coming up. So why don't you tell people at home who don't know some of the items on the agenda for performances that they can see?
Well, what I'm really looking forward to is two performances in November. One is Jay Leno. He's going to be here Friday, November 15th. It's going to be a sold out show. I'm really looking forward to it because I remember growing up watching Jay Leno with my dad in the summers, and now to finally be able to meet him. I hope my dad doesn't listen to this, but I'm taking him as a surprise for his birthday. So I hope
We
he
will tell.
enjoys it. We're also looking forward to the Clarks, which is the next day. The Clarks obviously are from Pittsburgh, and it's a big fundraiser for Big Brothers Big Sisters, one of our resident tenants in one of our buildings. I really want to take this time also to highlight all our resident partners. The Westmoreland Symphony Orchestra has been a longtime partner of ours. They have their Home for the Holidays concert coming up. We have Westmoreland Performing Arts, who will be doing Scrooge the musical. We have Stagewright, who is a long-term partner as well, who will be doing Ring of Fire coming up within November and December. So, in the interest of just being better community partners, I really wanted to give them a platform and elevate them as well.
That's going to be wonderful. And so people can call the box office or they can log on to the website to buy tickets. There's also a member login. You can become a member, correct?
Yeah, so membership started at $100, and one of the perks or courtesies that come along with being membership is you get pre-sale access before the general public to certain performances. In addition to either calling the box office or going online, we also have the Palace Theater app, which we recently redid with our new branding, and you can definitely look that up. One of the things I do want to talk about, Jennifer, is the focus over the past couple months that we put on the patron experience. We've actually promoted one of our staff members to the director of patron experience, who was really in there looking at how people purchase, how they're greeted, how the aesthetic of the Palace Theater and the Megan Suite and our concessions look, our different offerings that we have. And it's just a focus that we've made a priority. We're hopefully eventually we're going to get to mobile ticketing and Google Pay soon, and just get up to the 21st century. We're sort of old school whenever it comes to all that. But I'm really looking forward to that over the coming months and implementing all that as well.
Yeah, I think that that makes sense because you want to make sure that it's easily accessible, right? And also if you're trying to attract a new sector, a new demographic to the area, that will definitely be good. So you have a holiday wonderland, you have a Nutcracker, you have Sounds of Christmas, Motown Christmas. I mean, there is so much to see. People should not be missing out on Christmas at the Palace Theater, and it's just so beautiful in there. You said you performed on that stage when you were a teenager, right?
I did, yeah. I performed at Night of a Thousand Stars, John Nobles, four times, I think, on that stage. And then also I did Greensburg Civic Theater. They did a production of Brigadoon, actually at the Palace Theater back in 2003. I performed. I was a sword dancer, part of the ensemble. It was a huge cast. And then Greensburg Garden Civic Center, which is our other property that we manage. I did a funny thing happen on the way to the forum there back in 2004, played a protean. It was, yeah, it's really interesting to reminisce. I have, honestly, I have three friends that I did Brigadoon with. Two went to Norwin, I went to Pentraford, and the other one went to Hempfield. And we are still on a text message chain to this day. We text every day. That's the magic of live theater. That's what theater does. It brings people together, like-minded individuals, to really experience the human condition, think critically, but also form lifelong friendships. So I'm really, really pleased to be stewarding these venues that I grew up in.
I'm kind of giggling because I could just see any other candidate who interviewed for this job, as soon as they hear your name and that you performed on the Palace stage, they probably just put their hands and said, "This guy's perfect. We can't beat him." That's
Yeah, I
wonderful.
was really lucky during my interview process. They took a chance on someone from outside of town, and it's been wonderful thus far. I inherited a lovely staff. My executive committee and I are very close. We're on a text message and email thread daily as well. So really guiding me through the process. It's really been an easier transition than I thought. And I think it's due to the kindness of the Western Pennsylvania community, but also that I'm originally from here. So.
Right, let's talk about the Garden and Civic Center for a while. So for people at home who maybe have not experienced it, can you explain what it is and what happens there?
Yeah, so the Westmoreland Cultural Trust has four properties: the Palace Theater, the Stark James Building, the Union Trust Building, which we have different tenants in, and then we manage the Greensburg Garden and Civic Center. The city of Greensburg actually owns it. And the Greensburg Garden and Civic Center actually brings 40 to 50,000 people through its doors annually as well. A lot of people don't know that. We have tenant space for nonprofits. We have three legacy tenants: the Greensburg College Club, the Westmoreland Garden Council, and then also Greensburg Civic Theater. The Westmoreland Symphony Orchestra also has administration offices within the facility. We have a 300-seat auditorium, which is the primary home for Greensburg Civic Theater. We have the Laurel and Iris rooms, which are two breakout rooms that we house weddings, conventions in. It goes out to the main lawn. And then we also have a recently renovated penthouse space. The Community Foundation of Westmoreland County used to have their offices up there before they moved down to the Stark Building. And now we completely gutted it, renovated it. It has beautiful views of Hannahstown, the Laurel Highlands. It has an outdoor patio. I envision sort of maybe watching a fireworks party in Crabtree maybe next year. I think we would get prime views of that. But no, it's really a beautiful building. It was designed and built in coordination with Catherine Mavis McKenna, the McKenna Foundation. It's sort of permanently endowed by them. We get funds to manage it every year from the McKenna Foundation. And that foundation has been wonderful partners to us over the years. And I cannot speak highly enough of Linda Box and Zan, who run the McKenna Foundation. And it's a beautiful facility. We actually just last week or 2 weeks ago celebrated the 55th anniversary of it. We hosted a party, which about 120 people came and really celebrated this architectural gem in Westmoreland County that not a lot of people know about.
It is a beautiful venue, and you can rent it, right? I mean, lots of people have their galas there, there's performances there, right? That's available to the public.
It is, yeah. So, like I said, we host many events there. We have a Weight Watchers Club. We have a different worship group that's there all the time. We rent it out for birthday parties, weddings, baby showers. It's actually interesting. One of those people I was talking about that were the Brigadooners on the text message group, she now runs a piano lessons company, and she actually rented out the auditorium for her showcase of her students.
Perfect.
And it's just something that we did. So, oh, we also have a wedding expo that's coming up in January.
Oh, tell me about that. What's the date of that?
It is January 12th, and it's from noon to 4 p.m. And it'll be, I believe, in the Laurel and Iris rooms and maybe even the penthouse.
Wow. I'm sure that'll bring a lot of people there for sure. I was there this summer for a market. I can't remember if it was a Saturday we came up for a farmer's market.
Yeah, we were trying something new. We did the Old Salem Market. It was originally going to be a farmer's market, but when we were getting a lot of people who had other things besides farmers of markets, besides beyond produce and vegetables. So we're doing that. We're also going to try to move it indoors for the winter market. And you can check all that out on our website as well.
Yeah, the kids went right for the ice cream, and I went right for the wine vendor that was there. It worked out perfectly. It was a beautiful
And I
day.
went right for the brisket venue, vendor. So there we go. Oh, one other thing I didn't mention. There's a beautiful flower garden behind the Greensburg Garden and Civic Center that the Greensburg Garden Council runs. And it's sort of waning now since it's fall going into winter. But every year they plant flowers and they hold a butterfly release every August for children to release butterflies. They're actually going to be expanding it because, I love it basically. I sometimes come into Greensburg on Old 66, and if it's really early in the morning and I'm just dreading my day or trying to prepare for my day, sometimes you'll see me there at 7, 7:30 in the morning just preparing for my day. So it's a beautiful, beautiful space.
It is. That is fantastic. Yes, I know the kids saw some butterflies while they were there, and that made it really, really special. I think that whole space is really nice because it's off the beaten path, but not far off that it's hard to get to. It has great parking, and that auditorium is beautiful. I remember even there's a lawn there. I believe I was at several events that were sort of indoor, outdoor, and a lot of people tent the events outside, correct?
They do, yeah. And one of the old previous CEOs, I should say, used to hold a bocce tournament there every year. I have given the Greensboro Garden Council ladies permission to do whatever they want to that lawn for beautification because they did such a beautiful job, with the butterfly garden in the back. I think eventually we want to host free outdoor movies there once a week with a big jumbo screen. I mean, it's a huge lawn and it's very secluded, so you don't have a lot of ambient noise or external noise from traffic. And I think it'll be a way to bring the community together more. So we're looking forward to that, hopefully, starting next summer.
Wonderful. And you complimented a lot about your staff and the energy that they have and really the commitment, right? I mean, there's a big commitment in your office and the people who work for you to the cultural trust.
Yeah, there is. I don't think a lot of people realize the long hours that we work. In addition to, being here from 8 to 5 or 9 to 5, a lot of us are here on the weekends for performances, weeknights for performances. We have early mornings opening up the facilities. Sometimes it's 6 or 7 a.m. for different clients. Sometimes we have load-ins very early in the morning and load-outs where our crew is here till 2 in the morning. So we really are a 24/7 360 day operation, and just the commitment to it. We recently had some changeover within our programming department, and the way that our production manager stepped up, our box office manager stepped up, our business operations manager and our director of marketing and patron experience stepped up. I could not be more happy and pleased to be, doing this journey with them.
One more time, give us the website because I know it's going to be a new one very soon. How can people log on?
Yeah, so we might actually be changing our URL,
Okay.
but right now you can get on it. It is westmorelandculturaltrust.org, I believe it is. You can go on there and it will direct you both to the Palace Theater and the Greensboro Garden and Civic Center. It's interesting, we have different hashtags for our emails and stuff like that. That's just to shorten it up. So we're a .net. We want to change that to be a .org so people know that we're a nonprofit organization. But that's next year. So
You're just adding to your list, right? Just adding to your list.
exactly.
Wonderful. Well, Benjamin Luzak is the CEO of the Westmoreland Cultural Trust. Grew up in Westmoreland County, now 20 years later, back in the area and head of this wonderful organization. I encourage you all to log on to their social media and also to their website to see the wonderful events that are coming up this fall and this winter. Don't forget, the Westmoreland Symphony Orchestra is a big draw, so you'll want to log on and see what they have to offer this holiday season. And then Benjamin talked about a wedding expo coming up on January 12th from noon to 4, and that's at the Garden and Civic Center. So make sure you check that out for sure. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Jen. It's been a pleasure, and it's nice to finally see you in person.
Yeah. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. This show airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. If you're on the show, please reach out to WHJB. We'd love to have you. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.